Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, and welcome to the Love Wide Open podcast. I am Heidi Dallaire, your host. Here we discuss all things life and love, getting you out of your busy head and back in touch with your heart, where you can truly grow, evolve, and learn self-love so that ultimately you can love others and help them along their journey. I'm the managing and publishing editor of lovewideopen.com, a self-development and resource website, the creator of Love Wide Open on all social media channels, an alternative healthcare practitioner and heart space coach, and the author of Roots and Tendrils, a poetic journey through the highs of love and the lows of heartbreak that ultimately lead to self-love. Let's go hold some heart space together. Welcome to episode 43. We're going to talk about self-love today. What is it? You know, we hear a lot about self-love these days, and it's an important practice. Practice, a key word there. You know, what does it really mean to have self-love, to be loving of oneself? What is it and what isn't it? You know, how we do or do not love ourselves really sort of determines the type of people that we attract. I have found that you can have self-love in certain aspects of your life, but not in others, so that you can attract amazing things in the part of your life that you really do have self-love for yourself about. But you can also attract really negative things in the parts of your life that you don't have self-love for. And how do those mix? So when we do not love ourselves and seek love outside of ourselves, we totally set ourselves up for all kinds of unhealthy relationships and patterns, right? Who's been there? Who has been in a place where they feel guilt and shame about something? And then, well, what happens? You attract those relationships and people in your life who guilt and shame you. So keep that in mind. A true understanding of self-love, wow, can come and go at times. I think we can't just think on it to make it happen. We can't just think about self-love. We actually really need to sit and feel into what that means. Really deep in our heart and soul. What does that mean? Self-love. When was the last time you really looked at yourself in the mirror and you saw yourself deeper than your outside? You saw yourself deeper than your flesh, your blemishes, your wrinkles, that you saw into, you looked into your eyes and you saw that into the depth of your soul, said, oh, there I am. There I am. You know, there's no amount of reading blogs or self-help books or you happy emojiing somebody or liking inspirational posters and quotes that's going to get you to an understanding of self-love other than your own journey, right? Your own journey is what brings you to this deep soul level soul love. You know, this practice of self-love totally illuminates our disconnect between our brains and our hearts, and also between our body and our soul. So where does one begin? Where does one begin to find self-love for themselves, or even sort of understand that concept? Well, based on my own journey and the journey of clients and other friends and family and people who I have watched like break into the self-love, it takes practice. It's not just something that, you know, you arrive at because you decide today I'm going to love myself. You can't just arrive there and be in a place of full self-love for yourself. You know, you can't just decide to love yourself and become a self-love expert. All of these practices take practice, right? The practice of self-love actually takes practice. And I can speak for myself here when I say it's a journey. And, you know, new doors open up every day along this path for me to shed more light inside of myself. You know, so what is self-love? It is totally learning to embrace all of the aspects of ourselves, our light, our darkness, our flaws, our beauty. You know, it's self-love. It's letting go of people and relationships that totally degrade our concept of love for ourselves. It's loving out of a place of love, not a place of fear or need. It's knowing when to walk away from things, situations, and people that are no longer serving us. Self-love can be just knowing and understanding that we are deserving of unconditional love from ourselves and others. Self-love is, it's not being absent of fear, right? It's more of a walking into the fear, walking through the fear with gentleness for ourselves and with grace. You know, I think the practice of self-love also comes down to awareness and being really self-aware. I can remember when I sought the help of a therapist after a very messy relationship end once. And just a few things got illuminated back to myself that gave me just sort of this aha self-awareness moment. You know, it's that, you know, peeling of a layer of your own onion that you're like, oh, wow, I see this in a whole different light. I see through my own self-awareness what I have been doing to myself to cause me not to love myself, and the choices that I have made to create this, and the choices that I can now make to put me into a better practice of self-love. So, you know, I encourage anyone who wants to really sort of dig deep into this self-love place is that you kind of got to get quiet. You got to get quiet and reflective and be ready to take responsibility for yourself, your own actions, your own choices, and your own choices of shame and blame on yourself, and then be gentle around it all. And to really look into your soul to say, what are the things that are going to make me happy? What are the things that no longer serve me that I need to let go of so that I can love myself fully? And therefore, when we can stay and stand in a place of self-love, again, it's a journey. This takes practice that, you know, we're going to mess up. We're going to have moments. We're not perfect. That it's a journey to understanding, oh, well, this moment, that wasn't my best self-love moment. And I'm going to do better for myself, but in a gentle way. You know, I believe it also, well, I know, I don't believe, I know and understand that putting people around you who also embody self-love, like, it just sort of, it radiates off of them. And you're like, wow, that person has really healthy boundaries. Look how they took care of that situation for themselves. Wow, that person had the courage to let go of that job that was sucking the soul out of them. Wow, that person, you know, you hear what I'm saying here. You just really embrace and surround yourself with others who are learning and on the journey of practicing good self-love for themselves. So where are you along this journey of self-love? I would love to know. I would love to know. And please feel free to reach out to me at heidi@lovewideopen.com to have a further discussion. Or maybe shoot over. You can also pick up the contact form at lovewideopen.com and reach out that way. So today I'm sending love to myself as we go through this topic together, and I'm sending love out to you to say, be gentle with yourself in this practice and look really deep within yourself to understand the things that, you know, need to be let go of so that you can make room for the things that are supposed to come in. When our own self-love is freely flowing within ourselves, we then get a free flow from other people in our lives. Everywhere we turn, strangers, new people, and the people who already exist in our lives, because we are fully and freely loving instead of grabbing and holding and hiding. All right, get out there. Practice more self-love. Thank you for listening to another episode of Love Wide Open with Heidi Dallaire. You can find me and more Love Wide Open resources at Love Wide Open or Heidi Dallaire on Facebook and other social media platforms, or HeidiDallaire.com, and my personal blog under Heartspace Lessons at LoveWideOpen.com. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.